You might be asking yourself, how could they let this happen? My in-laws are by no means novice investors. They own 4 properties in the Seattle area, and until the problem renter, they managed the properties themselves while living in Scottsdale, Arizona part of the year. They make a point of saying that until the problem renter, they never really had any issues. But that is more from the luck of the draw than from calculated strategy. In fact, it was their lack of sound property management fundamentals that landed them in this very grave situation. They suffered from hold on and hope it gets better disease, which makes you believe that someone will change their behavior this time, regardless of an established pattern of past behavior. My in-laws ended up hiring a property manager who was responsible for evicting Ross from the house. The damage, however, was already done. And in the fall of 2004, they came out of retirement and traveled to Seattle from Scottsdale to begin repairs on the house. They had to enlist the help of 2 friends, as well as a contractor. It took 5 people in all to do the work needed. Those 5 people worked every day for 6 to 8 hours, from September until November, in order to get the house livable again. 3 months of their retirement were gone. All said and done, the costs associated with their decision to rent to Ross were back rent, $15,000, repairs, $55,000, not raising rent in 9 years, $40,000, for a total of $110,000. Pretty unbelievable, huh? The most amazing part is that my father-in-law had only paid $70,000 for the house when he bought it. Expenses stemming directly from poor property management had cost him over 1.5 times the original cost of the house. Ouch. Beyond the economic impact, however, there were deep emotional costs. This is important to understand. My in-laws had to deal with not only their own emotions, but also those of their tenant and his family, and the neighbors who had contacted the city and every government agency in attempts to get them removed. They found the stress unbearable at times. "That's the only thing we ever fought about," says my mother-in-law. Ever that I can think of. And I mean we had some shouting matches over it. It was terrible, terrible. Over the course of many family get-togethers, I heard this story unfold. It was a constant source of stress and emotional turbulence for my wife's parents. That was one of the hardest parts for me to watch. They would ask me for my advice, but would not act on it. It's not that I was any better than they, but I had over 20 years of experience running companies that dealt with situations exactly like theirs. I knew what needed to be done, but only they could do it. And when they finally did, it was much too late.